describing the Maisa that's brought down in the Gemara in Gittin about Zechariah. Zechariah came to give Musa to Klal Yisrael that they should do tshuva, and Klal Yisrael got angry and upset at him, and they killed him in the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash, and the blood of Zechariah still there, and it was bubbling, and that blood bubbled for 252 years. And when Nebuzaradan came in to the Beis HaMikdash and he saw that this blood was bubbling, he asked, "What is this blood?" And they told him, originally they told him that this is the Dome of Karbonis. And he tried to compare Ishechtit, Purim, and Elim, different animals, and none of them compared to this blood. And finally, they had to tell him that this was an Israeli king that was killed because he tried to give us Musar. And Nebuzaradan said that his dom is being Gam Domo Hine Nidrosh. Now we have to avenge his blood. And he gathered together Kehanim and he killed them. And he gathered together old people and young people, all different types of people and children. And he killed them until there was a river of blood, Kedam Yoram Mitzrayim, until Nebuzaradan, he picked up his eyes to Shamayim and he said, "It's not enough what I did. Are you going to kill out all of Klal Yisrael?" And then eventually the blood stopped boiling. And over here in the Kinah, it says that after he killed out so many people, Ve'ein Sheket L'dam Novi, the blood was still boiling, Vayihi L'moifes V'ois, and it was an amazing wonder. I have to understand, the blood was boiling for 252 years. Why all of a sudden now was it a wonder? And the answer is that Avada, it's Pashut, that the fact that the blood was boiling was a wonder. But the wonder was that even after Nebuzaradan killed out so many people, it still wasn't a kapara, it still wasn't enough to be mechaper on killing Zechariah. And when Nebuzaradan picked his eyes up to Shamayim, picked his heart up to Shamayim, and he said, "Is it not enough what I did? Do you want me to kill out everyone?" And then the blood stopped boiling. Pashtus, we understand. But why did the blood stop boiling? The reason is because of Nebuzaradan's threat. The Eibishter didn't want that he should kill out everybody. But I saw B'Shem Reb Chatzkel that he says no. What happened was that when Nebuzaradan said that he's ready to kill out everyone, Klal Yisrael realized how great their Aveira was, and they realized that this Aveira warranted killing out the whole Klal Yisrael. And then they did tshuva. And when Klal Yisrael did tshuva, that's when the blood stopped boiling. Yoim achbi ichbarati.